the estate of Richard Siskey went to auction on Thursday. The Charlotte businessman was once regarded as both successful and charitable. The YMCA named a location in Matthews after him. Siskey's South Park mansion was a local landmark. But in December of last year, the FBI concluded he was running a Ponzi scheme. 1 week later, Siskey killed himself. WFAE's Nick Della Canal was at the auction and has this report.
Final call, Stelling. Are you ready, sir? So, 1400 buyer number?
9901.
Thursday's auction drew a crowd of dealers, collectors, spectators, and even Richard Siskey's own son, Richard Siskey Jr., who smiled and clapped along with friends as his father's possessions were sold off. Bentleys, Mercedes, Corvettes, crystal watches, and even a life-size butler mannequin, complete with silver tray and champagne flute, were all presented in front of hundreds of potential bidders. Siskey Jr. waved off requests for comment, and many other people I spoke with didn't want to be named. But one man who let me talk with him on tape was Rusty Hill, who runs a local trucking company. He sits near the front, leafing through the half-inch thick catalog.
I know him well.
You knew him well?
Oh, yeah.
For how long?
Probably 6-8 years.
Hill says he was a frequent guest at the South Park Mansion. Siskey once let him drive one of the convertibles. He shows me the catalog. Asked if it felt strange to be browsing the possessions of a now-dead acquaintance, he shrugs.
No, huh? I mean, it happens to all of us. I mean,
well, I'm not sure all of us.
Yeah, well, you have to be careful what you do, that's the thing.
Hill seems indifferent, but he later confides that he was shocked by the sudden downfall of his friend. He had no reason to think anything was wrong just a few years ago, and neither did the FBI. That is until in 2015, when the Bureau began looking into one of Siskey's businesses, TSI Holdings, after investigators noted suspicious transactions involving casinos and Siskey's personal and business accounts. About a year later, the FBI concluded that Siskey was, in fact, running a Ponzi scheme. He was accused of taking millions from his investors and using it to gamble and buy expensive jewelry for his wife. The Charlotte Observer reports that since the allegations were made public, more than 100 investors have come forward, submitting claims exceeding $49 million, which a court-appointed attorney is still evaluating. Some of the items included in the auction were direct products of Siskey's fraud. Lot 22, a 5-carat diamond appraised at $355,000, is specifically mentioned in an FBI affidavit. The Bureau found that in October of 2013, a person with the initials MS invested $600,000 with Siskey. Siskey transferred much of the money to a personal account, and 2 days later, he used it to purchase the diamond from Diamonds Direct for his wife. Pauletta Root, a woman here from Greensboro with her husband, who's helping take bids, says she feels for Siskey's wife, Diane.
I'm very sorry that that happened. And obviously, who wouldn't be? And I'm very sorry for her, because I understand that she intends to pay back as much as she can, hopefully all. And I understand she's a nice person.
Still, others are less willing to extend any sympathy. As the auction is underway, two older men leave the room, and one of them approaches me in the hallway outside. I ask if he's just bought something.
I wouldn't buy anything. Except we done bought it once.
The man tells me both of them had money invested with Siskey. 6 digits, he says.
I see his little son sitting in there. He's got a lot of balls. Give me a break. Your daddy steals all the stuff. You come to watch him sell it? I mean, that's arrogant.
Neither man wants to give me their names. I ask what their thoughts are on the auction.
Well, just the extravagance. It's easy to live like that if you're living on someone else's money.
The man puts his hands in his pockets and turns away. Though money from the auction has begun to pour in, there's still bankruptcy proceedings, court arguments, and claims that must be combed through before payouts begin. It could be a while before any investors see their money back. For WFAE News, I'm Nick Della Canal.